Do y'all prefer it? Ooh, she's talking about the Popeye.
That's why.
Wait a minute.
Right. You did not take no request.
Friend.
Friend. Ariana popped in with the Popeyes and we didn't have no request. She didn't even say none of that.
Man, I want to. Dirty rice me, please. I did.
You said, I didn't think you was really, really about to go get some Popeyes. I would have told you to bring me back a three-piece wings or something.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Dang. Now we got to have a snack.
Yeah.
Now you got to bring, you should have brought us a box of chicken. Y'all remember when people used to just get the bucket of chicken?
Yeah. What y'all think is better? Like Miss Winners, Popeyes, Church's? I ain't even going to put KFC.
I was going to say, do not say KFC. Please do not say KFC.
The only best thing that was a good thing off KFC menu was the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, but now they trash.
I ain't had
KFC. They so trash. I mean, I had it. I ain't had KFC in 2 years, but the last time I had it was trash. I never had that place. What is it? Mrs. Never had it at.
Girl,
never had it.
Let me tell you.
But Church of Chicken biscuits. Do got some honey, some good honey biscuits.
Yeah, they got the honey biscuits.
I don't eat Church of Chicken because their chicken is fucking greasy. Like, it's so greasy. Bad enough Popeyes be greasy, but I don't know. Ariana, can you put these last two codes on the thing so we keep the hookah going?
But I definitely had, like, when it came to biscuits-wise, Tracy got the best biscuits. When it comes to chicken-wise, Popeye's got the best chicken. And Popeye's got the best sides.
Baby, that red beans and rice.
I'll tear that shit up.
I
eat beans,
but I feel that dirty rice, though.
But the red beans and rice meal.
She don't eat beans.
I can't feel you. Cause
it's not like she don't want to. She just don't eat beans. She don't eat beans.
The red beans and rice.
That's okay. Hilarious. That is so funny. Are y'all excited about Nashville about supposed to be reopening?
Hell
no. We about to hit phase one.
Man, capitalism is at its finest. Like,
they gonna make
really
their money.
Power control thing, like money. Like they're looking at people like, I don't wanna pay y'all the $600 a week, y'all can go back to work and it doesn't even matter about your health. That says a lot about America.
They like the money.
Willing to open up the country in certain areas, not knowing that this virus is like it's a virus. How you not? Why are we not thinking?
Money.
Why are we not using our mind when it comes to that?
I do think that's the most scary thing about it all, because I know we gonna reopen and the shit gonna backfire on. I feel like by fall we gonna be right back closed. I don't want to put that type of energy out, but I feel like I need to be realistic on the situation.
Statistically-wise, you have to. Because think about it. So many of us have not got tested. I don't know about y'all, but I haven't been tested.
I haven't been tested either.
I don't know anybody that I personally know that has been tested. So you have people that are walking around potentially that are positive with COVID-19.
Don't even know.
Because people not having symptoms. Yeah, my grandfather had, who lives in Milwaukee, had corona, but I don't. COVID-19, but I don't even, he's fine. From what I hear, he's cool. Like the last time I talked to him, he was good. So I just think it's a very, and he is battling prostate cancer. So, you know, they was usually saying people who already have health conditions, health problems, like that's the people that attacks the most. And he's fine.
My brother tested positive for corona, but he was telling me like how he didn't have symptoms. Like, he didn't have symptoms. But I mean, he's in a penitentiary, so it's kind of like, what the fuck? And 13,000 other inmates got the same shit.
Yeah.
So what do you, I mean, you can't really control this.
You can't. And that's the, and see, the thing is, I was in New York, and then 2 weeks later, they didn't shut New York down.
I remember that.
So I'm like, damn, did I have it? Because I was definitely in the streets in New York, and a lot of people was out. So that's my main thing about that is like, did I already have it? Because they've been saying people have it. Like, they already had it, and then they, okay now.
I think I had it like in December, because y'all, I never have been that sick.
That's
like,
my
I went to the doctor and everything, and they were like, we don't know what's wrong, but you probably have like a symptom of the flu. Like, and they tested me, and I tested negative for like pneumonia and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know, sir. I was telling him, look how I'm breathing, okay? Like, something is wrong with me. Like, my chest, I was coughing up phlegm. Like, I just look sick. I will never forget that. I will never forget how I felt. So I can only imagine how people that actually got it,
how
showing symptoms, how they are feeling.
Yeah, that. Let me skip this ad on YouTube. Did y'all ever get into little fires everywhere?
Girl, yeah, you missing out.
Every week, every other day, I get on Twitter and somebody's
did it say something about it?
Yes.
I'm really upset that there's not going to be.
I'm reading the book. I'm gonna tell y'all about the book. Hopefully by next episode of the podcast, I can tell y'all about.
But you know what? A lot of I've seen a lot of people say that the movie is better than the book, and usually people say the book is better than the movie. But I've seen a lot of people say the series is better than the book. But with you reading the book, how do you feel right now?
Well, the book actually has started off like you get more information about the family, the Richardson and Mia. So you're getting more information about.
Maybe I need to read the book.
So yeah, I'm kind of. Did y'all know that? Did y'all watch the Michelle Obama documentary yet?
On Netflix? I have not. I heard it was good.
I'm gonna watch it because I like the fact that she started off by saying, "I'm from Chicago."
I'm from Chicago. She let it on. She said a lot of interesting things. She also said something about how, you know, when she got with, when her and Barack like first. He was an intern basically, and she had to help him out or whatever. And she said that she didn't want to date Barack because she didn't want to be the two black people in the office that got together, and people be like, "Well, wow, that's cute, you know, y'all together." And it made so much sense. But she also talked about like when they start having children. Like she had a career, and she had to like basically sit back and became a mother, and that was not as easy for her. You got to think too, she was older when she had him, her career was flourishing, so I can see how that can definitely, that's the whole thing about when people say when you wait a certain age to have children, because you can wait till you get 40, but when your career is flourishing and you're doing all this stuff with your life and you stop and have a baby, sometimes you have to pause.
When I went to her book tour, it was around this time last year, was on Mother's Day downtown. Mm-hmm. And it was so phenomenal because she's such an empowering woman.
She is.
I mean, like, it just amazed me that everybody in here, $500 a piece, like, that was the minimum for a ticket, are just here to hear this lady talk. And she's talking with so much grace, so much poise, and she's telling you her story. And she's so unapologetic about who she actually is. As a black woman, that's what I define as a role model for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. She
and
is.
She's not letting anybody like take that away from her. Like,
yeah,
it's so important. It is so important.
She's not gonna be our vice president, though. I hope people know that.
No,
that's not happening.
She's good at being a first lady.
She do not want to go back to the White House.
I mean, could y'all live like actually in the White House with that amount of press criticism? Like, she was in a microscope.
Yeah, like, I don't think, and that's what she talked about in her documentary. Like, y'all have to watch it because it's very, very good. I haven't even read the book yet. I supposed to be read the book.
Becoming?
Yeah.
It's so good.
I want to read it, and I want to get the journal too. So I think that's gonna be a Mother's Day gift to myself. Is
I was
to
just
do
about
that.
To say that.
Because I want both, and I really respect Michelle Obama. Like, I just think Michelle is definitely a role model for me. She's an icon for black women. Like, that's somebody that we all inspire to be, regardless. Right. Like, I love her. And then she got Barack. And Barack let it be known that he wouldn't be Barack if it wasn't for Michelle.
Her, that's right.
You have to respect that.
Can you fill the glasses up?
I need a tip.
Ariana is our waitress for the night. Please tip the bartender. Can we not wait to go out and like tip the bartender? That's the thing. So, what's the stigma that you guys think around single black motherhood?
I would have to say that we raise criminals. And I don't think that's true because some of the most prominent, am I saying it right? Yeah, prominent figures in history have single mothers to thank for their upbringing, such as Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. So to me, I don't think that's true. Do y'all think that's true?
No. I think we don't raise criminals. But I do think that the stigma around black motherhood is definitely that we have attitudes, that we are bitter. Mm-hmm. we mad at the world, which I am definitely not mad at the world. And that we, I can say, I definitely think it's being more of bitter, and that we have attitudes is the two most things that I've seen the most about single black motherhood, that I could say. Thank you, waitress.
Yes, thank you.
Darling. I agree, Robin.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think it's like the stigma around it is that our motherhood is political.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like our motherhood is under a microscope. Like, you can't punish your kids, but it's like when you're growing up, you have to be straight up with your kids. Because if you baby them, society is not going to baby them. So we're automatically piggyback off what you said. It's like we're angry, we're bitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. I have to teach my child like this. You don't have to teach your child like this, Karen, but I do.
Yeah,
like,
Karen. Shout out to Karen.
Different society is going to view my child different as it views yours, and that's a fact. I mean, right. Based off the latest tragedies that's going on right now in Atlanta and Indianapolis, the world doesn't love black men.
They don't.
Like,
clearly.
They don't love black people in general, and just all the recent killings that's been going on, as far as like that. Cops killing black people, innocent black people, just by being them, it lets you know black people aren't just loved here.
And that situation in Georgia, clearly it wasn't those, they weren't even cops. These are regular
just
citizens.
Regular citizens. Right.
That feel like they can just do anything. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate you.
The calls ring.
Okay, please ring the calls while we do our hookah.
Damn, I done dropped my phone about 30 times.
But yeah, so what about when it comes to dating? How do y'all feel about that? When do you think your child, or when do you think you should let your child meet your partner or the person you're dating?
That is like a really good question, because I'm very protective about what I bring around my child,
right.
Who I bring around my child.
Right.
I don't feel like it's necessarily a time limit. I feel like more so if that mother, that parent knows I actually see myself marrying this person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't feel that in your soul, then there's no way you should bring that child around. You know what I'm saying?
Best,
you know, it's just like
agree.
A fun time. Then, you know, you should, that child should be me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're significant other. But I say that also in knowing that it's different from man's perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
definitely
a man
different.
Will bring anybody around a goddamn child.
Yes.
At this point, they definitely
it's like,
that's
why?
So true.
Why would you do that? Like,
especially if they babysitting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do you not value, you know what I'm saying, like your child?
So how do y'all feel about your child's father or your children's father bringing different women around your kid?
What is that teaching your child? That's the thing. Hey. That's my biggest thing. That's the whole point of dating. I do think it's definitely a time limit on when you should bring somebody around your child. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like it should be 6 to 8 months. And the only reason why I say 6 to 8 months is because you have to learn people, how they act throughout the seasons. People change.
Yes.
Summertime, you might not see that person. Wintertime, they could be in your house all day.
I'm going to tell
right.
you something. Before I became a mom, Amber Rose said the most realest thing that I've ever heard, like any black woman say, that if I'm dating somebody, I'm going to make sure Wiz meet them before they even come around, man.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Mentality. Like, I tell my child's father, like, if you gonna mess with a female, you know what I'm saying, and you feel like you really gonna be with her, I need to meet her. So, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We have understanding. Because my son, I will lay down. I will go to prison for my child.
Exactly.
Like,
100
so
years.
To know that before you even, you know what I'm saying, you want to even come around, play stepmom,
mm-hmm.
bonus mom, whatever you want to call yourself. Like, it's just laws that I feel like I have to live by, because if my son don't see, like, oh, my mom and my dad, you know what I'm saying, talking, communicating about each other, they're not even together,
mm-hmm.
like, he's not even gonna understand if he ever gets put in a situation like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's a good question,
yes.
And that's the whole thing about co-parenting. That's what I've been trying to do is, I think last week the twins' father came over and I had him put together their nightstand to go in their room. And all I wanted
to
do was to, so they could see us interact with each other, because
yeah.
they don't see us. We don't live with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They know we not together. They know they go to daddy house. They know they live with mommy. Mm-hmm. So I just want to show them, like, yes, dad and mom can have a conversation. And I think that's something that my parents also taught me, too, is that they can have a civilized conversation.
Right.
And I didn't grow up seeing a whole bunch of bickering in the house and we arguing and all that type of stuff.
Right.
Or my parents arguing. I didn't get this. I didn't see that. Like, that's not what it is.
Right.
So
I like that.
So what do y'all think, like, classifies a single mom? Because we hear single mom, but are you really a single mom with the child's father, you know, taking care of the child too? Or are you just a single person in a relationship?
I really thought that's what, when you say you a single mom, that just means that you're just single, like you're not married. That's what I thought it was, that you're just a single person. I guess you can say some people are definitely single mom because they're doing everything by themselves.
By themselves.
But if the dad is emotionally, physically, financially involved in their child's life, then to me, you're not a single mom. Like, you're a single parent. I mean, you're a single woman.
Single woman.
Yes.
Yeah, facts.
And I don't know. That's just my opinion, though, to me.
I can see that. Like, what do you think?
I feel like a single mom is somebody that's receiving the bare minimum help or just no help at all.
Right.
Like, because it's more than, you know, actually seeing your child. Are you physically providing for your child? Because children are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Forbes,
baby.
Forbes has said, like, $13,000 a year. And I don't receive any financial assistance.
And I wish I could get a little food stamps. I don't care how much money I make. I can use some food stamps.
A little help somewhere.
I don't care how much I make. Please give me food stamps.
About $5 right now.
Outrageous.
And the thing is, my kids the twins don't drink 2% milk. I actually get almond milk. I'm buying, like, you know, that, and that's the thing about WIC. That's why I didn't like WIC, because WIC, you got to get the
around it.
Yeah, like, you gotta get the stuff that I'm like, how's this supposed to be healthy for my kids? This is not healthy. They give you the worst milk. I think the last time I got WIC was years ago, but they said you had to get 1%. 1% milk? But you might as well give your child water.
Okay, y'all said I need y'all to get on oat milk, by the way. Side note.
Oat milk is where
it's
at. What?
Oak?
Oats.
The yogurt brand I be eating. Damn, what's the yogurt? Start with a C. But anyway, they have an oat.
It's C-H-I-O-B-I. I can never say it right.
Yeah,
now.
Oh, I know you're talking about. They have that brand. I think I want
to
get that.
Oat milk? We need to try that.
That's fine, girl.
So, what are things you worry about the most raising black children in 2020? And, you know, we have boys. We all
That's
have
why
boys.
I'm like, right now, looking at looking what's on the TV, I am scared as fuck for my child. Because what was the little baby that got killed for doing a toy gun? Tamir Rice?
Yes.
That scares me because my son thinks he's a superhero. And I don't know when he's going to actually come out of this phase in his life.
Right.
So for him to be outside playing, you know what I'm saying, a superhero, you know what I'm saying, he may act like he Bruce Wayne and a cop, you know what I'm saying, finding
it's
his assertion.
Scary.
Like, I don't understand. These are babies. We are killing babies. So I am terrified. I'm raising a black man and I have to teach him so much. Like, you can't do this. You can't look this way. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to, like, teach somebody that because I'm like, I teach myself and I tell my son to live in your truth.
Right.
So it's kind of hard for me, like, to say, oh, son, Carter, live in your truth. But when you get around these type of people, make sure, you know what I'm saying, your pants pulled up, your shirt's tucked in, you're presentable, you talk the proper, like, mannerisms, you have mannerisms. Like, it's so hard to do because I'm contradicting everything I'm saying as a parent.
Right. It's so hard. What do you think, Robin?
I think, piggyback off of what Mia said, I do think that it kind of makes me anxious and have a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm like, because you're afraid of what can happen. You're afraid because not only are they killing black men, they're killing black women too.
Right.
And I'm afraid that if I get pulled over by the police with my kids in the car, what could possibly happen to me? Like, and I think not even just police, but just citizens, you know, that people are just doing whatever they want to do. So I feel like it's all around. As a mother, make us all anxious, make us all have anxiety. Having blacks, like, I hate when I hear women say, When I found out I was having a son, that's what scared me the most. Like, I don't think as a black woman you should think
it shouldn't be that way. No. We shouldn't have to feel that way.
But you know, society is built against us. Yeah. So we have no choice but to think this way.
Right.
Like, I know growing up, my mom taught me, you're going to have to work 10 times harder than, you feel me, a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she instilled that in me because we have it hard. We've been having it hard since, like, 1738.
It's sad, but it's true. Like, those are literally facts. We definitely have it harder.
So, I mean, in that case, like, what do you do? Like, how do you teach your child not to, like, live in fear? Because we're as parents, let's face real shit, we live in fear.
We do.
We are living in fear, especially because now everything is like a gimmick. Everything is 15-second famous. You don't know what people are doing just to now become famous. And
right.
I think that's scary. That's scary.
It is.
That is scary because people are literally doing anything. And I will beat my son's ass if he was to ever pull some suck ass shit. Like, just to become famous.
Me. Right.
Yeah, and women and people doing that, you know, all the time with the whole trying to be 15 minutes second.
Mm-hmm.
People always trying to be 15 my bad. They trying to be viral. Like, a lot of people trying to do that. I've lost the tones, you know. I was going to fix the whoop of us, but.
I think it went back in the kitchen.
Thank you.
The red wine is kicking in.
It is.
Yeah, I just think, like, far as just, I don't know, being black is hard. Like, so let me ask you this. Is it fair for someone that doesn't take care of their child mentally and physically still have a right to, like, have a relationship with their child?
It has to be beneficial for the child, is what I think. And when I say beneficial, like, what is the child going to gain from you being in their life?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? And that's what you have to think about relationships. I've been telling people all the time, relationships have to be beneficial for you anyway. We are grown. I'm struggling here, you guys, as you can tell. Trying not to burn myself.
And I get that. Like, I understand. I just feel, like I've always told y'all, you can't pick and choose when you want to be in your child's life.
And that's what I'm big on.
You can't pick and choose. Like, you going to be there or you not.
I don't know what's up with these daddies. But I feel like it's not even with black people. I feel like it's just across the, like, world right now.
Across,
like,
the world.
People are picking and a child is not no clocking in, clocking out.
Exactly.
It's not no 9 to 5. Like, moms don't have that option, but for some reason, males have that option, which is crazy to me, because I'm like, why should you even want to treat your child as an option?
Exactly.
Like, that says a lot about your character.
Yes.
Especially, I don't get it when people that grew up with single moms, like, feel like that's acceptable. Like, you saw your mom
struggle
for your single mom, and why are you doing your baby mom
you
like
should
that?
Change
but men,
that.
A lot of times men do that, and I'm far away. But a lot of times men see their mom struggling, and sometimes they actually still put that energy out there for the next woman.
And I feel like as a man, though, you should want to break the generational curse.
Exactly.
Like, that's generational. That's a generational habit that you have been taught, that you saw, that you as a man should want to be like, I don't want to be like my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I have it, why not? Why am I not going to help my baby moms out? Why am I going to know she works 14, 12 hours a day to make sure my child is straight and you don't help? Niggas are so petty. And I say it because black men, I mean, like, why would you do that? That's so fucked up. Would you want your mama working 12, 13 hours a day? You know what I'm saying? And then come home.
They don't think about that, though.
And you don't even want to pay for anything? Nigga, you crazy?
They do not think about that, though.
Niggas are crazy. Like, it's just what it is. But I blame a lot of women. I blame a lot of people for, I'm really big on accountability. And I feel like a lot of men are not being told, yeah, you wrong, nigga. Like, they ain't being pressured about that shit. Like, I guess I grew up around it, like, you will be impressed about it. You will take care of your kids. That's some sucker ass shit. That's lame. That's the real lame ass shit. Yeah. But, you know.
That's interesting that you said it, because should mothers be blamed on their children's actions? Like, should we be the ones to be blamed when they do stuff wrong? Criminals, or when they treat their baby mother wrong, or their daughter out here doing whatever. with whoever? Like, should the mother be blamed?
Like I say, yes and no. Yes, because you should, you know, instill, you know, respect and morals into your child. But at the end of the day, the child, son, whomever, has the option to choose. You know, they know right from wrong, so they they're able to choose. They have that option to choose whether they're going to do right or they're going to do wrong. What you think, Mia?
I don't know. I feel like it's a men are trendy. Like, they follow the trend. Like, so yeah, they see their partners, their homies, you know what I'm saying, not taking care of their kids. They think that's cool. They think that's acceptable. They think it's a norm. And unfortunately, that's not the norm. And I feel like a mom, she can tell us a child, you know what I'm saying, you're not supposed to be doing this. Mm-hmm. But it's up to that child if they gonna do it or not, because they following the trend. They following the norm. They think they have something that's cool, and they think they're doing something that's cool when in actuality, is not. So it's not, I don't feel like it's the mom child to blame. I do feel like far as a woman or a man, like, respecting people, that's what you should run into, like, mom.
Right.
I'm, like, really big with my son with mannerisms. Mm. He better say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Well, if he don't, I'm definitely looking like, excuse me?
Right.
You didn't say that? Well, the toys gotta go away? Like, it's just something I'm stealing in him, because it's a sign of respect. Right. I want my child to respect everybody. He's being received respect. He needs to show respect. That's like little lessons, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's lessons right. that you instill in your child yeah. as they're growing up. Yeah. I feel like that's... I don't think you should blame all actions that people do. You shouldn't blame their mom. But a lot of times when you look in society, that's who they blame first is the mom. That's who they look at, you know. And I think that's just the... what society think. The funny thing about it is that we think that black women is the ones that... doing the single motherhood, when black families are the ones that's actually together by stats. We the ones that are actually together the most. Oh. There's a lot of two-parent household with black people, but we just think because you know.
Well, I kind of like figured that, but based off of like the high statistic, it shows who's on WIC, who's on SNAP, who's
yeah.
SNAP are white people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
But they don't, society paints its image as black people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so you automatically assume subconsciously, it's like, oh, she's probably a single mom. Well, you know what I'm saying? She's probably doing all her own.
That's because we looking in the city and we not looking at the outskirts. You ain't going to the country and noticing that the white women out there is definitely yeah. living on Section 8. You don't think you can get on Section 8 out there in Springfield, Tennessee? Oh, yeah. They're definitely living. They're living in a nice house, too, in Springfield, yeah. Tennessee, yeah. on Section 8. They getting food stamps. They getting all of that. That's just... I mean, the society just paint us that way. It's crazy.
They do. Even on commercials. Like, I know that eats my fiance up. Like, on commercials or TV shows, they always have, like, the single black moms, but the white families. Like, in a lot of commercials that we see, and it's just like, mm-hmm. why does it have to be that way?
Society is an image. It yeah. comes based off of, like, saying, like, what you're used to seeing. You know what I'm saying? Like... you can teach your child that, oh, this is not the norm, but it's right. kind of hard when society constantly paints mm-hmm. that.
Paints that picture. Facts.
Paints that picture. Okay, Tiana Taylor.
Right.
That song is very deep, and I'm like, I'm not here for that right now. I get the video, but we're going to spice it up a little bit, change okay. the mood.
Real Bankroll Fresh.
Hey, have y'all ever seen his movie?
Which one?
Bankroll Fresh has like a little low budget little movie that came out where he was basically messing with the pastor daughter and the pastor was running drugs.
I did see that.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? That shit is funny.
It's unfortunate what happened to him. Like,
yeah.
just off the strength. Like, man, I don't understand it. I don't understand it, but with all due respect, niggas kill other niggas, but niggas have like Zimmerman walking around.
Child.
People that like, what was the cop that killed in Ferguson? Help me out, y'all.
I don't know.
Gosh. Why would you
I know, dude.
Darren, something. Yeah. This nigga was alive. I mean, niggas be out fishing and shit. Like, and you ain't pop this nigga down, but somebody right. in the hood that you seeing making, I mean, jealousy, man, it's an ugly
it
disease. It's unfortunate.
It is definitely unfortunate.
I hate that. They gotta be, everyone, you know, they gotta be jealous of each other. we should all be trying to pull each other up.
Oh my god, my phone just started playing music. My bad, y'all.
Edit, edit.
Let me edit that out. So, do it smell like burning?
That's why I came here to check on you. I thought you were setting the house on fire.
Nah. It's because the hookah was burning for a little bit. So, what's y'all plans for Mother's Day?
Well, oh, actually, I had a moment. The wine was kicking in. We're having like a brunch at my mom's house, like a little brunch, even though she's going to be her and myself, my creamy. But we're doing a little brunch. And I want to do like a mimosa bar. Just make it kind of cute in the house if we can't go nowhere.
I think that's cute. And I think it's good because you basically still showing love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of want to just chill for Mother's Day. I feel like I just want to chill. I mean, I can't go outside anyway, so I might as well just chill. I plan on sleeping, you know.
I am accepting gifts, cash out. F-L-Y-M-A-M-A.
No, really, though.
You
want to
drop a few dollars, I'll take it.
And I want to shout out to Chantel who sent me $20 on the cash out for a little Mother's Day lunch. I appreciate that. I was like, you know, I actually was telling her thank you for doing that, but she sent it to me. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. You know,
that's what's up.
That's how I got my fire hustle up today. That's appreciate it.
I like to see when other women help out other women. Women powering other women is such a beautiful.
It's the shit.
It doesn't matter black or white, but I feel like in this case, when a black woman, like, I'm gonna say this, uplifting.
It gets a little bit more.
It's like, okay, I see you. Black girl magic.
I definitely like it. Yeah, on Mother's Day, though, I'm actually dropping a t-shirt. So if you listen to this podcast, go on the website, themethassociation.com. I'm dropping a t-shirt that says, Ain't No Hood Like Motherhood. $20 tees. You can order them online. That's a little money. You know, try to make a little couple dollars.
Robin, I am so proud of you.
Make a couple dollars.
Size small. All these t-shirts fit it.
That little fitted, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm doing. I wanted to do something, hopefully, that this pandemic, I was trying to plan us to do a mom trip. I want to get some moms together and go to Gatlinburg, but we have to see. I'm just going to play it by ear, but you heard it here first. I do want to plan a trip that I am going to be announcing, but I'm just trying to figure out when the date would be actually proper because we're in the middle of pandemic and I don't want to plan something and we in the house.
Nah, for real.
Because
we may not get a deposit back.
Let's be real. Like, so I'm like, I ain't even gonna play y'all like that. I just won't. I do think that if you are a mom and it's Mother's Day, if you can chill out, if you have your kids, you can lock your kids up in the room and watch them. Let them watch TV. But I do think that every mother deserves some time.
I agree.